Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, as it's time to put on your walking boots and fill up your knapsack as we head off on another hour-long ramble over the hills and valleys of fine Jamaican music, with our first guide today being the melodica master Augustus Pablo, as he takes us up Warika Hill in the House of Reggae's Hills and Valleys Special.
Wait, down and tell the people about the musical days coming your way.
This is the mellifluous melodica of Augustus Pablo with Up Warika Hill, which he produced himself and originally released on his own Rockers label in Jamaica, and which can now be found on the Pressure Sounds compilation Augustus Pablo in Fine Style.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
And so today, I've picked out an hour's worth of tunes which will take us through the deepest valleys and up over the highest hills, as both have featured widely in Jamaican music over the years, not only because of their biblical symbolism, but also in traditional folk songs, geographical locations, and general metaphorical language. And so up next is Buju Banton to spread the word over the hills and valleys.
Only Rasta can liberate the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe
for a minute that they are with you. Jah free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe for a minute they don't like you. Why try to make I am happy? Really, I don't know. If it was up to them, my friend, we would never see the sun or the snow. Through that mystical communication within, we keep on coming together. I love to see brothers and sisters looking out for one another. That's the way it should be, not contrary. Stop tearing down each other. Only Rasta free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe one minute that they are with you. Jah free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe for a minute that they are with you. Our dogs don't do. You're just behaving like they want you to, yeah. I say, arrogance is much different from ignorance, and I know you feel the same way too. Many live this life without having a clue. No reason why they are so sad and blue. Blessings to go, so much things to do. Not a moment to reflect on the cycle of life, yeah. Oh, free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe for a minute that they are with you. Jah free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe one minute they don't like you. It hard. Yeah. Make them know we want to go home, but we hard it. Hard it. Let them know. Let them know we want to go home, but we hard it. Hard it. Rasta free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe for a minute that they are with you. Jah free the people, those over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't they believe one minute they don't like you. Why try to make I unhappy? I don't know. If it was up to them, my friend, we would never see the sun or the snow. Through that mystical communication within, we keep on coming together. And I love to see brothers and sisters looking out for one another. That is the way it should be, not contrary. Stop tearing down each other. Look around, who free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you.
That was Buju Banton with Hills and Valleys, which was produced by Donovan Germain and originally featured on Buju's 1997 album Inner Heights, before coming out on 7-inch the following year on the Penthouse label. And so, some of the most spectacular valleys in Jamaica can be found beneath the limestone hills in Cockpit Country, in the northwestern quarter of the island, and where, back in the 18th century, the Marines regularly ambushed the British Army in the dense, humid valleys, which were renamed as cockpits after the resemblance to the lower deck of a ship, where casualties of battle were taken to be stitched up or left to die. But as well as historical accuracy, there is also a kind of lyrical beauty in describing valleys as a social or political oppression that you have to endure and survive before reaching the liberating summit of the hilltop. As Jah Cure explains in Trod in the Valley. Trod in the Valley. Trod in the Valley.
Funny, funny, wrong, yes, just got to do this. Shining the body and I never ever quit. Shining the body and I got to do this. Shining the body to keep myself in. For this I'm a getting war. For this final war. This war is not so far away, nah. It's just around the corner, ja, ja. The lion that is on ya. I smoke our marijuana. Holding up Selassie Icona. Yeah, yeah. Turning the body and I never ever play. Turning the body and I got to do this. Turning the body to keep myself in. For this I'm a getting war. For this final war. When the war start, me ja ja. Let I and I be far away, ja. For it's a bloody war.
It's a bloody war.
Rasta see it from afar. No future go get murdered. So last year I no make it go no further. Yeah, yeah. Turn in the body and I never ever break. Turn in the body and I got to do this. Turn in the body to keep myself in. For this I'm getting wild. For this final one. Turning this body and I never ever quit. Turning the body and I got to do this. Turning the body to keep myself fit. For this I'm a getting war. For this final war. Blood a run like Al Jaja. Now things are gonna spoil for a while, ja. The lion died on ya. Just a 9 month come for one, ya. Yeah, yeah. Body and I never ever fit. Turning this body and I got to do this. Turning this body to keep myself in. For this I'm a getting war. For this final war. When the war starts, da da. Better you die before Raja. For it's a bloody war. Rasta see it from afar. No future go get murdered. So I see you ain't no make it go no further.
Help us,
Jah. Turning this body and I never ever quit. Turning this body and I got to do this. I'm in the valley to keep myself fit. For this I'm a getting war.
That was the Teenage Jah Cure with Trod in the Valley, which was produced by Philip Fattis Burrell and released on his Exterminator label in 1997, and later featured on the compilation album Rough in a Town on Maximum Pressure.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
And so the imagery that Jah Cure used in that last tune of trodding through the valley but of never quitting is as old as the hills, as it features regularly in both the Old and New Testaments to describe resistance and resilience through the trials and tribulations of life. And so I've got a couple more examples now of that on record, as in a minute we're going to be hearing Toots and the Maytals with a lyrical masterpiece. But first up is Judy Mowat with a song that Bob Marley wrote for her called Down in the Valley. Down in the Valley.
This one is for all the conscious youth and youth. None of youth with drugs, man, I hate man, and I don't know no man. Man, we have love in them heart for every man. Hear this now.
Too long, and be there.
Two tunes, one chorus. As first up, you heard Judy Mowat with Down in the Valley, which she produced herself and which featured on a classic Black Woman album, which came out on the Island label back in 1980. And then following that was Toots and the Maytals with Never Get Weary, which featured on his 1981 album Knockout, which also came out on the Island label.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration!
And so, mention of the Bible brings me onto this next pairing of mid-70s roots recordings, which both reference the Valley of Jehoshaphat, which comes from the Book of Joel in the Old Testament, where God issues the ultimatum of, I will gather together all nations and will bring them down into the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and for my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and they have divided up my land. And so also known as a Valley of Judgment, it is not surprising to see why this text resonated with Jamaican musicians studying their African heritage back in the 1970s. And so let's take a journey now into the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Valley of
Jehoshaphat. Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet the whole Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself in the personality of our pure majesty and pride, the last of us. Rastafari.
Yeah. garment dipped in blood. It a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Yeah, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Like Robin Hood in Sherwood Forest, seeking bread for poor. Jam up, jam up, jam up down in Jehoshaphat. Yeah, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Now do you hear? It a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in shall be taken away. It a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Yeah, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Money will be scattered all over the land and no one to pick it up. It a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Yeah, it a go jam up, jam up, jam up down in Jehoshaphat. Do you hear? It a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. When Jack come from Bozrah with his garment dipped in blood.
Two tunes, one title. As first up, you heard Dada Smith leading the Prophets with Valley of Jehoshaphat, which was produced by Vivian Yabby U. Jackson and was originally released on his Prophets label in Jamaica back in 1975, and can now be found on the compilation album Yabby U. Deeper Roots on the Pressure Sounds label. And then following that was Max Romeo with Jehoshaphat the Lost Valley, which he produced himself and released on the Black World label in 1975. Which has since been renamed as Valley of Jehoshaphat and was later compiled on the LP Open the Iron Gate on Blood and Fire Records.
Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music!
And so we're going to stay deep down in the biblical valley for this next one, which is based on the tune Peace in the Valley. That was originally written by the African-American songwriter Thomas A. Dorsey, and in 1951 became the first ever million-selling gospel record, and which went on to be covered by everyone from Sam Cooke to Elvis Presley. But here's the Jamaican reggae version by Roman Stewart. Roman Stewart.
There'll be peace in the valley someday.
was Roman Stewart with Peace in the Valley, which was produced by Leonard Chin and originally released on his Santic label in Jamaica in 1974, and was also compiled on the album A Harder Shade of Black, which has since been reissued by Pressure Sounds.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
And so another singer who was always looking to escape the valley of life was Gregory Isaacs. But as so often with a cool ruler, the solution to his problems couldn't be found in ancient texts, but instead in the love of a good woman, as he looks far beyond the valley. Far beyond the valley. Far beyond.
Far beyond the valley lies my destination, and when I get there, there'll be no more of this situation. 'Cause how could I ever live this life alone? On my very own, I'll pack my bags and start up on my own. 'Cause someday I know I'll reach my home, and glad bells will be ringing. Oh yeah, children will be singing.
Style, as that was Gregory Isaacs with Far Beyond the Valley, which was produced by Rupi Edwards and originally came out on Rupi's success label in Jamaica, and also featured on Gregory's debut album called In Person, which was released in 1974, and which has regularly been reissued over the years.
As I say, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play, and the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But it's come to that time in the show when, like Gregory Isaacs, we look far beyond the valley and out across the hills of Jamaica. As when they were building roads across the island, the workmen used to sing call and response songs to aid their laborious work. And one such tune was Hill and Gully Rider, which has become ingrained in the Jamaican cultural landscape thanks to many different versions of it being recorded over the years, with the first one being in the Mento style by Lord Composer in 1954, and which was followed up 10 years later by a ska version produced by Duke Reed. And as you will hear, the lyrics in the verse can be changed depending on who is performing it and in what context. But just as long as you keep up the refrain, of Hill and Gully, Hill and Gully, Hill and Gully, Hill and Gully.
Hill and Gully, right, oh, Hill and Gully, Hill and Gully, right, oh, Hill and Gully. I beg you bend down low down, Hill and
Gully,
and then you dance right round,
Hill and Gully,
and if you broke your neck, you gonna help,
Hill and Gully.
Stuff. As first up, you heard Law Composer with Hill and Gully Rider, which was produced by Stanley Motta and originally released on a 78 RPM 10-inch disc back in 1954 on the MRS label, and which can now be found on the CD compilation Mento Madness. And then following that was a Duke Reed group, with reportedly the Duke himself making a rare outing on lead vocals with his ska version of Hill and Gully, and which was originally released on the Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK back in 1964, where it was miscredited to the Charms.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
And so, in Jamaica, the term gully has changed its meaning over the years, from one of a natural ravine in the hills to that of an urban ghetto with a gully bank running alongside it, which was popularised a few years ago when Mavado renamed his home turf of Cassava Peace Road as being Gully Side. But we're staying with the original meaning here in the House of Reggae's Hills and Valleys special. As in this next one, Aini Kamosi uses the same title of the traditional road builder's chant as he takes us on his own Hill and Gully Ride. Hill and Gully Ride.
Better hold on, go. Gonna lie down. Hill and gully ride. Gonna better hold on, go. Now it is better to be safe than sorry. I know me say so, I'm me old time granny. If you not listen, then you surely gon' see. Walk the walk, but the pumpkin belly. When people kill Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, it was an accident. Your best friend, your worst enemy. When I climb the hill, you then not show where you stick. Hurry, come up, hurry down quick. Even if you hit tougher than a Spain town brick. There is a Mason Noel wanted. No use a man ego trick. Hang up your head, can't reach it. My lyrics fitting like some old salt physic. So why you acting like a dog and buck? It's a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet that old
was Aini Kamosi with Hill and Gully Ride, which was produced by Philip Fattis Burrell and released on the Nine Sounds Click label in Jamaica back in 1995. And that was the original release of that version, as it has since been remixed a couple of times, with the latest cut coming out in 2014. But for me, the original remains the best. Now, later this year, Damian Marley releases his first album since the legendary Welcome to Jamrock, and which he has titled Stony Hill, after the uptown suburb of North Kingston, which in itself borders the Blue Mountains. But he's not the first artist to name-check this neighbourhood on record, as way back in 1969, a young vocal group called the Coasters found their love up on Stony Hill. Stony Hill.
I'll stony hill wherever you
was The Coasters with Stony Hill, which was produced by Lloyd Daly and originally released on a Blank Label Pre back in 1969, and as far as I'm aware is yet to be released on either CD or MP3, but it did receive a 7-inch reissue back in 2012.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it!
Now we're going to leave the city completely, just like the original Rastas did back in the 1940s, when, led by Leonard Howell, they set up camp on the hilltop of Pinnacle in the parish of St. Catherine, and where they farmed the land while also cultivating their new belief. But sadly, this self-sufficient lifestyle was brought to a violent and abrupt end in 1954, when their camp was raided and burned to the ground by the police. However, many of the residents escaped to set up new camps across the sprawling hills and countryside of Jamaica, where they were able to spread the word of Rastafari. And this country living as an ideal has become ingrained in the Rasta philosophy, as we're about to hear in this next pairing, where first up, Burning Spear, is the Man in the Hills. Man in the Hills.
Come along, my brother, come along. Let us do the things we're supposed to do for over mother. Come along, my sister, come along too. But if we should live up in the, 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 live up in the.
And if we should live up in the hills.
And if we should live up in the hills.
And if we should live up.
Live up in the hills, the hills.
And if we should live up in the hills.
My brother, go, go to the river to carry the water, the water. My sister wash up the dishes. She even goes to the shop. Bringing the grocery when my smaller brother run around and pick up the bramble to keep the fire blazing, to keep on my fire blazing, blazing fire, fire.
And if we should live up in the hills.
And if we should live up in the hills.
Sweet.
the planter.
Well, there's a couple of heavyweight roots tunes. As first up, you heard Burning Spear with Man in the Hills, which was the title track of his 1976 album on the Island label, which was produced by Jack Ruby. And then following that was Linville Thompson with a self-production from 1979 titled Simply Hills, and which he released on his own Thompson Sound label. But I'm not sure if that one has since had a digital or CD release, but it was reissued on 7-inch vinyl via the Iroko label in 2015.
Ice, Irie.
And so, now that we've made it to the hilltop, we must end our journey today with a final message from the messenger, who, like Burning Spear and Linville Thompson before him, will be up over the hills and the valleys in a place where he can be free, far away from the city where Mother Nature is calling. As this is Luciano,
Luciano, Luciano, Luciano.
I find a place to live in this jungle created by mankind. Where will I lay my weary head? Tell me how I'll find a peace of mind. Show them me. But I feel like running instead. So many years in starvation, and I can't find a thing to now. Sometimes I contemplate and wonder what is wrong. Though I try so hard, I just can't get along with it. Man to man is unjust, yeah. And I don't know who to trust. Still I say living is a must. So I'll find me a place where I'll be free. Whoa, yes, I'll take me over here to the valley. Yes, I'll find me a to serve mankind, to liberate the captivated minds. Still they don't seem to hear my call, so I won't linger and perish with them at all. Hey. Some say earth are
run red.
Man and man must ensure them here.
Run red.
But I feel like running instead, Lord. And find me a place, I'll be free. Whoa, I will take me over years in the valley. Yes, I'll find me a place, I'll be free.
Beautiful music, as that was Luciano with Over the Hills, which was produced by Philip Fattis Burrell and came out on his Exterminator label in 1996, and also featured on Luci's Messenger album on the Island label the same year. But that brings to a close our musical journey for today, so I hope you've enjoyed the landscape and the tunes, and that if you did, then you can always come and check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.